Good afternoon and salutations. So, I actually got inspired today to do a little research of a case I had watched this morning on Unsolved Mysteries. It always had baffled me since I was a kid because it just seemed very strange. So I came home after the gym and doing my little, errands and stuff, and decided to research it. So this is the case about Arnold Archibald and Ruby Bouyer. They were both Native Americans living in, I believe, South Dakota. Arnold was 20 years old and Ruby was 19. And basically, they had gone out with their cousin one night, had gotten into a car crash, and both had vanished. The cousin had emerged safely, but Ruby and Archie, which these refer to sometimes, they were never found. Although they were found 3 months later. Okay, so not that they were never found, but they were not found at the initial car crash. 3 months later, their bodies were found not more than 75 feet away from the crash. So we're going to go into this whole mystery because there is a lot of just weird details and just things that kind of connect but don't. And I feel like there's probably just some missing pieces that either maybe the cousin is just not remembering because it was a traumatic event that happened. You know, a car crash is very traumatic, especially like that. Or maybe the police just didn't do their due diligence. So basically, the bodies were found in an area that had been searched numerous times after the crash. They were found 3 months later, after they had crashed into the ditch. They had gone out with with Ruby's cousin, Tracy. They had just gone out to just let off some steam, you know, party, whatever. They had went back to the home of Tracy, his father, because he was watching their daughter Erica, Ruby and Arnold's daughter Erica. The dad had noticed that they had been drinking and said, you know what, leave her here, go home, get some rest, come back, you know, later. Which maybe in hindsight, you shouldn't, if you clearly see someone is intoxicated, you probably don't want to send them back out onto the road. But this was, they all lived on an Indian reservation. They have their own rules. They do their own thing. So, sends them back out, and according to Tracy, the cousin, literally, after they went to go pick up the daughter, they went to a stop sign, and all of a sudden, Arnold had went through the stop sign and lost control of the car, and it had overturned and went into the ditch. So, interesting enough, Ruby and Tracy, after the car had flipped over, Tracy and Ruby were trapped in the car. Tracy clearly remembers hearing Ruby scream, yell, you know, say, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And she never heard Arnold's voice, and Arnold was not in the car with her. They were both still, her and Ruby were both still trapped in the car in their safety belts. Ruby had eventually slid out of the car, and Tracy was actually going to follow her out. The door had slammed, and that was the last time she had ever seen her cousin. She don't know what happened. She never heard voices. She never heard other people. Luckily, the paramedics had showed up maybe a couple minutes later after the crash. And that still makes me wonder who called in that crash, because if this is such a remote area that they were in, because they were actually out of the reservation at this time, they were on the highway. So if they're in this remote location, who had heard this crash? Who had seen it, and why did the paramedics arrive in such a short period of time after the crash? So it also made me think, was somebody maybe following them? Or, you know, was it just pure luck that somebody had come upon or heard it and called, you know, for help? So they had gotten Tracy out of the crash, and they had never found any trace of where Arnold or Ruby had went. The police initially had thought maybe they had tried to get out, wandered off, you know, it was a cold night. Where the car had laid to rest was frozen. So they had searched up and down, maybe thinking they may have gotten scared because they were drinking, tried to run off, or maybe a more sinister thing, maybe they had run off and fallen into the frozen ground and drowned and, you know, all that. So basically the police had never found any evidence of the both of them falling through the ice. So about 3 months later, early March, they had pumped the area. They had actually not 3 months later. They'd actually pumped the area. Sorry, scratch that. I'm reading my notes stupidly. So early March, 75 feet away from the accident, a passenger had actually found the body of Ruby. Her glasses were missing. Her shoes were missing. Her body was very decomposed. So after they had found her body, that's when the police had gone in and pumped that area because it was filled with water. And not even 50 feet away, they had found Arnold. Although his body was well kept, his skin tone and color was in very good condition. But there was a question if he was wearing the same clothes that he was on the night of the crash. So how can two bodies be in two different, completely different levels of decomposition? If they had both initially maybe if Arnold even had been thrown from the crash, and maybe Ruby had just, you know, obviously we know that she had survived and had gotten out of the car, but we don't know that about Arnold. So how can two bodies be in such different levels of decomposition? So when the autopsy had happened, no drugs were found. No foul play. The coroner had initially confirmed their death as exposure, and that was the cause of death. But that has always made me wonder of, I mean, I guess if maybe Arnold was thrown from the crash site when they had initially crashed, yes, it kind of does make sense, I guess, in a way. But I have worked in a funeral home and I have worked with, you know, funeral directors and coroners. So maybe, yes, if his body was thrown from the crash and he had landed in a ditch and it just, you know, because it was so frozen at that time, you know, he cracked through the ice and, you know, stuff just happened so fast. Cracked through the ice and his body is basically frozen in this, you know, water. So maybe that is why his body was not as decomposed as Ruby, because she was only found, you know, 75 feet away from the crash. So maybe her body was not as deep as Arnold was. That's kind of the only, I mean, besides foul play, that's the only thing that I can kind of think of and that makes maybe any logical sense. So when they initially found Ruby and Arnold's body, they did find a clump of hair that was located by the side of the road that actually, by DNA, turned out to be Ruby's hair. The officer made a very good point of that hair would not stay there for 3 months. That clump of hair would have not stayed in that place for 3 months. So that does make you question, did somehow someone pick them up after the crash? And they either were killed by somebody and the bodies were dumped, and that is how the hair got there. Kind of makes you think. I mean, hair does not stay around that long at a crime scene, especially in a highway situation like that. They had also found on Arnold's body keys that the police to this day still don't know who they belong to. There was a car key that did not belong to Arnold that was found in his pocket. And there was two house keys that they have not located where these keys go. So were they his keys? Were him and Ruby maybe going, you know, found a place and they just haven't told anyone yet? But that is a highly unlikely story. So after, you know, the bodies were found, there was a witness that did come forward and said that she was an eyewitness and she had saw Ruby and Arnold on New Year's Eve. So their car crash was December 11th. So she said she had seen Arnold and Ruby on New Year's Eve with three other people. They had spoke briefly. Arnold had asked her some question or whatever, and she had noticed that there were three people in the back of the car. And so the police had given her, the lady that was the witness, a polygraph. She had passed, and, you know, she did identify the other three people that were in the back seat. And oddly enough, those people had failed their polygraph. So what exactly is the truth? I mean, I know polygraphs are not, you know, 100% truth. You know, anybody, you know, if you're a psychopath, you can pass a polygraph. If you can control your heart rate and all that crap. So this mystery has always really disturbed me because you just don't know. You don't know if maybe, you know, her cousin is not remembering things correctly, because I have been in, you know, multiple car accidents, and what I think has happened doesn't happen, because when I read the, you know, the reports or whatever, I'm like, oh shit, I don't remember that. Or if I talk to, you know, someone that had witnessed it and I was like, that's not how I remember it. Your mind can play tricks on you. So you don't know if maybe her cousin Tracy is just not remembering the full story. Maybe she did not see Ruby in the car with her. Maybe that was, could have been a figment of her imagination. Maybe she was remembering something in her head. You know, memories can get swapped in your head. But then all the other evidence, you know, that option of, yes, maybe Arnold was thrown from the crash and his body, because he was a heavier guy, just sunk. And that's why his body was more intact than Ruby was. But then you also got to think, well, do you believe the lady that said that she had spoken with Arnold? And that was, you know, she had spoken with Arnold. They had been friends since they were, you know, kids. So it's not like she doesn't know who it is. So that has always very, I don't know, this case has always just given me the willies. I mean, you don't know who to believe. You don't know. It's just, yeah, I don't know. So if you have any questions, or, you know, you want to research this yourself, it's quite a good story. And yeah, until next time, hope y'all enjoyed. I know it was a quick little segment here, but I just watched it on Unsolved Mysteries when I was at the gym, so I had to bring it to light and do my own research, and it was always something that disturbed me. So until next time, folks.